98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Oshkosh Common Council voted Tuesday night to make changes to the city's polling places and to establish the days, times, and location for in-person absentee voting for the upcoming primary election on February 17th and the spring ballot on April 7th. City Clerk Darla Salinas said there were many challenges to the prior in-person absentee voting location at 19 East Irving Street. So the new location will be at UW Oshkosh Culver Welcome Center on Pearl Avenue. Councilmember Jacob Flom.
Personally, 19 East Irving is not a sustainable location for us. The lines were out the door and around the corner. People had a tough time parking. People got parking tickets.
In addition to setting the majority of the in-person absentee voting opportunities, City Clerk Salinas recommended eliminating 5 polling places in the city, consolidating them to the UW Culver Welcome Center and the Wisconsin Army National Guard Armory, the latter of which was met with resistance from the community. Michael Patton of Oshkosh.
The way that the National Guard has been used, not around here, but elsewhere in the nation, may cause people to feel that they can't go and vote there safely.
Margie Davey, a member of the League of Women Voters of Winnebago County, also expressed concerns about using the armory as a polling place.
But my greatest concern is that just a few years ago, the National Guard was being used to protect voters from intimidation at polling places. Now, it's scaring the shit out of people, quite frankly.
The Common Council took Patton's advice and suggestion and amended the resolution to remove the armory as a polling place, but to expand voting at the Senior Center and at Whitman Airport. See the story at WISS.fm for more details. 3 Fox Valley school districts voted this week to place referendums on the April 7th, 2026 spring ballot. Menasha Joint School District is seeking $36 million, or $6 million per year, for 6 years. The Appleton Area School District will ask voters to approve $60 million for an operations referendum that would provide $15 million per year through the 2029-2030 school year. And Fond du Lac School District will ask for $30 million, or $7.5 million, for 4 years. The state legislature is now enforcing rules banning recording during committee meetings. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Wisconsin Eye shut down about a month ago now. That means the only way to watch proceedings in the legislature is to see a portion of it in the media or be there in person. WisPolitics reports witnessing a Republican leader telling a staff member for Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe that she couldn't record her boss. As the legislature started work in the new year last week, there were other committee meetings where lawmakers said no one could record and even signs on doors. Some Democrats are concerned, saying there's not enough transparency. A spokesperson for Speaker Robin Voss said they're just reaffirming the long-established rules of the assembly. Democrats have introduced a bill that would create a publicly funded alternative to WISI, basically making that transparency a function of government. But it would need Republican support to pass. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network has launched a GoFundMe campaign. It hopes to raise $250,000 needed to resume coverage of the Wisconsin state government after suspending operations last month due to financial hardships. The nonprofit organization stopped broadcasting on December 15th when it could not sustain its nearly $800,000 operating budget through donations. The network has provided live, unedited coverage of the Wisconsin legislature, executive branch, and the state Supreme Court since 2007. Its large digital archive of state capital programming could be lost if the organization cannot secure funding. We have more information on the Menasha police officer arrested for stalking last week. The criminal complaint filed in Outagamie County Circuit Court charges 31-year-old Christian Morales with a felony count of misconduct in office. He's accused of using license plate recognition systems to track his ex-girlfriend. Complaint says the ex complained that he tracked her several times in October. If convicted, the Appleton man will face a maximum $10,000 fine and up to 3.5 years in prison. A preliminary hearing has not yet been set, and Morales is out on a $10,000 bond. In the meantime, an injunction hearing for a restraining order against Morales will be heard on January 21st. After asking for community input, narrowing the choices down to four, and holding two public listening sessions, Kaukauna School District's Board of Education chose Kaukauna Middle School as the name for a new school to open in time for the 2028-29 school year. Construction for the new middle school is funded by a 2024 capital referendum. Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Badgers win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 78-75 in Minneapolis. The Badgers' John Blackwell with a three-point shot at the buzzer for the win.
I just went to my go-to move, Hezzy three. And honestly, it looked good when it came off the hands, and I held it up, and then, you know, give Glad all the glory for letting me go in.
Up next, the Badgers host Rutgers Saturday at 1 o'clock. Marquette losing on the road to St. John's, 92-68. The Bucks blown out at home, 139-106 by the Timberwolves.
You know, no excuses. We just didn't have it. We were flat. I thought our guys tried at the beginning of the third quarter to fight back a little bit. But when you dig yourself that big of a hole, every basket, every turnover, anything hurts. So I actually probably should have pulled the plug earlier because I just thought we were flat. I didn't think we had anything tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered morning flurries, breezy and partly sunny today, steady temps close to 20. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, a low of 5 to 10 degrees above zero. Snow ahead for Thursday and Friday. The wind will pick up and colder temperatures will move into the area.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.